Good morning. Okay, let's see if this works. It's 10:17 a.m. on the 20th. On the first mile. Today is Saturday, September 20th, 2014, and I'm recording with my old rig. The phone's different, the recorder is different, the software that I'm using is different, but it's pretty decent. It records in M4A, which is pretty compact, which is why yesterday's 20-minute show, when repackaged for MP3, was quite small. It's like 5 megs, which is cool. So, yeah, we'll see if this works any better. I still have to fix it. I also have a Jabra that goes in my ear, and I think I'm going to try that tomorrow, because having wireless is better than having wire, just because it saves wear and tear on the device. I did discover that the new wireless headset, and yes, it is one of those around the neck Bluetooth stereo LG. I love it. It has noise cancellation. And like, while it doesn't sound like a noise cancellation, when you're mowing the lawn, you know, I could hear the mower, but it wasn't loud because I had earbuds stuck to my ears, which are pretty close to being ear protectors. I didn't have to even turn the music up in order to hear it over the mower. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool, actually. So, let's see. Today's Saturday. Yesterday, I didn't get any writing done. Yesterday was a chore day. I didn't get the chores done that I need to get done, all of them, but I got some of them, which is better than none of them done. I still have to fix the mirror on the car because I got to get an inspection. Well, we're having progress. We're having some small successes. We're having forward movement for the first time in ways that, in months, that makes me think perhaps, really, I am turning the corner here. The question is, it's not gone? I still find myself going, why? Why am I bothering? I'm not sure. I think if there were any significant conversations I had yesterday, I don't remember any. Lots of confusion over what constitutes broadcast marketing. I was one of the people that, or one of the groups, is it self-publishing? It might be self-publishing. It wasn't digital publishing, because I would have remembered that. Digital publishing is moderated by Lucy LeBlanc. She's quite rigorous. These are the rules you require. I'm pretty sure it was digital. It was self-publishing. And it was post about how to publish some more books. And to be fair, the advice was, I think, intended for non-fiction authors. But for non-fiction authors, there's a lot to be said for the advice. In non-fiction, you can actually create a level of subject matter expertise using the web. There are things using the web to search for that expertise, and then you can point them to the book. And fiction, you can't do that because there's no search that's granular enough to turn it up. If you search for science fiction, or cheap science fiction, or free science fiction, or even space opera, the space is dominated largely by big media, which is only understandable. They've had a lot more time to monopolize it, and they have a lot more stuff going on, which gives them a lot more visibility than even somebody who posts every day. Because they get a lot of inbound links to people who are pointing to their content, and that's really what helps move up with Google. So I took him to task, because basically they weren't really useful for fiction authors, but then I went ahead and explained what points. I offered an alternative perspective on how you could accomplish that for fiction author, or why that advice didn't actually work or apply to a fiction author. And I did that a week ago, at least 2 weeks ago. And yesterday, somebody made a comment on that post about how, well, it doesn't have to be broadcast. And it was one of them was press releases and advertisements. And while they are marginally effective, press releases are not effective at all. Book trailers are not effective at all in terms of gaining attention. Now, the people who see book trailers are the people who know your work, because then they go look up your book trailer. Well, they see it on your website, or they see it on your Facebook. So, a woman replied that generating publicity doesn't have to be broadcast. And then she went ahead and cited broadcast media. And I'm trying to figure out how this works, how this logic works, how this logic actually plays in her head, where broadcast media is not broadcast. She did say that she got some local attention, and that's good. Local attention is good. And I pointed out that local attention is okay. There's nothing wrong with local attention, but it's not very efficient. It's not very effective when compared to global attention, compared to global marketplaces. And once you live in a place like San Francisco, LA, sometimes there's a few million people in the city, Boston, local attention is the original poster argued about speaking, and my point about speaking was that speaking was good, and what you want to do is to try to get on panels at fan conventions, rather than trying to do a speech at the local library, or a book signing, a book reading at the store, because those activities are more intended for general audience. They're not genre specific. They're not really effective, efficient. Because again, this is a broadcast strategy. This is get your messages in front of as many people as possible, in hopes that some small fraction of a percentage of people will respond and support your work. That's the nature of broadcasting. That's the definition. Not exactly, but it's close. Broadcast media is one way. Broadcast media goes out and no conversation comes back. And that's one of the problems with using social media channels to generate broadcast media. It doesn't work. It's not efficient. Because the people who are in social media are there to have conversations. They're not there to be told. While there are many people who lurk, and the argument is that, well, lurkers are there to be told, Lurkers are there to get good content now, not really. Lurkers are there for the drama. Lurkers are there to see something. Lurkers are there for a connection, to see if there's anything worthwhile. And I talked about this before, I know. But content is the MacGuffin. The story is a connection. And you don't get connection on broadcast. You get connection with interaction. And interaction is not retweet. I'm sorry, that's just, it's not. I have this trouble with education as well. There are these things called clickers in education, and they are, well, when I stopped teaching, they were the greatest thing since sliced bread, because they let you establish interaction with the class. And the idea is that you hand these clickers, they look like TV remotes, maybe a yes or no, or 1, 2, 3, 4 buttons on them or something. And so you put a discussion point on the board, and you give them some multiple choice responses, and then you ask them to click the one that most closely responds, or the correct answer, or whatever. And that's interaction of a sort. It's not actual interaction, it's pseudo-interaction. It's you're not actually engaging the student. It is interaction, it's not engagement. There we go. It's not engagement. You can get interaction. Interaction is stupidly easy to do. You want interaction? Misspell something in a blog title. You will get interaction. Misspell something in public on Google+. You'll get interaction. You won't get engagement with your content, but you will get interaction. That's the difference between interaction and engagement. That's why typo reports are interesting. Typo reports are places where the reader became unengaged. They're places where they didn't read past the typo. They noticed the typo, which means they weren't engaged in the story. And I've often said, a lot of my books have a lot of typos because the writing is too weak. They're not engaged enough in the story to be able to overlook the typos. While that sounds sort of weird, the reality of it is that's exactly how it works. If the first letter and the last letter of a word are correct, the reader will read the word correctly. Your eyes will fill in the blanks, will sort the shuffle, sort the letters out, and put them in the right order so your brain can interpret it. And it works. It works ridiculously well. So if, for a spelling example, particularly, homophones are another good example. A lot of people have sensitized themselves to homophones now, so if they see a homophone, they go, oh, the guy should have had a better editor. And the reality is, no, the guy should have written the story. It's kind of interesting. This idea of interaction and engagement is not the same concept. But engagement is important because that's how social media connections get formed, through engagement, not through interaction. Like, it's 10:30-ish. I don't know, I can't see the phone right now. Screen's blacked out and I don't feel like messing with it. But it's hot. It's sun is up in the sky. It's coming up on late morning. And I'm a little bit warm. I have to go home and wash the kitchen floor. And keep an eye open for Evo and Sheila, who will be coming up from Denver today to have lunch. I'm looking forward to getting out, having a meal that I don't have to clean up after. Visiting with Evo and Sheila, who are fun to be with. And even better, because it'll be just them and me. I don't have to share it with anybody. Usually when you go someplace with Evo, it's pretty astonishing. He's a very outgoing, extroverted individual. Does amazing work. He really does amazing work. Yeah, I'm making progress on Cape Grace, I think I mentioned the other day. That's a little very good. 14 hours now. Not a great day, not definitely not old category output. But 14 hours is more than I did yesterday. Probably 14 hours more than I get to today. But the story is moving again. And I'm engaged in the story. So there's that. That's kind of an aspect for writers as well as for readers. Engaged in the story is the greatest thing for promoting productivity. Oh, I see that. There's a cool breeze. It's actually feeling a little fall-like. And yet the sun is beating down. The sun, directly the sun, is hot. Some of my skin is hot, but there's a breeze. It's actually, it feels cool. A little chilly. I love it. It's the season. Oh, look, there's a yellow tree. The tree has already gone to a full fall yellow. It's pretty cool. I turned it on at the same place I turned it off, but the map didn't actually close the loop. The map was off by 10 feet, 20 feet. So the GPS signal wasn't read as accurately as it might have been. My God. Given that this is a newer model of the same phone, you would expect it to at least work as well. And yeah, I know, I missed getting a Note 4 by a month. I couldn't wait for a month. Maybe we could get this thing going. And the only reason I needed to do that was so that I could record. The phone, as it sat, was actually pretty good, and I still have it in the house. It's 1534 on the back. 17.5 minutes. So yeah, I still got a charging. I use it to read with. I use it to do some workouts. It's got my catalog of samples. So book samples that I've picked up for the last few weeks are still on that machine. And I'll read them there and see if I want them. If I buy them, I'll send it to you. So if you haven't caught it, speaking of books, Deb Geary's new book, Dangerous Witch, came out. Doing really well. It's like, I think it's like 15 or 16 overall on Amazon. So yeah, she still has it. But I am at the back gate, and tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.